Let us describe and mention the excellence in naming your child Muhammad. Subhanallah. Yea, is a beautiful, fragrant hadith of our Aqa, our Master, the peace of our hearts and mind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anyone is blessed with the birth of a boy and names his son Muhammad out of love for me and with the intention of reaping blessings from my name, both he and his son will enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. In another fragrant hadith, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, on the day of judgment, two persons will be presented before Allah Azza wa Jal. It will be ordered, take them both to paradise. They will ask, O Allah Azza wa Jal, which deed has made us deserving of paradise? We have not done any such deed leading us to paradise. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, enter paradise. I have vowed that anyone whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad will not enter hell. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the blessings and the virtues of naming your sons Muhammad. When you name a boy Muhammad, treat him with respect and make space for him in a gathering and do not associate evil with him. These are the ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brother in Islam, if a person names his child Muhammad without any good intention, he will not reap any reward, because a good intention is a precondition for reaping any thawab and reward. As the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his action and deed. So the first hadith, which contains about the glad tidings of Jannah, that the father and son will be admitted into paradise, that depends that the person leaves this world with iman and he has love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the full love and understanding of this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.